Internally connected. Go ahead.
11 from Shamati, Article 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? If the Creator gives some illuminance from above, the will to receive surrenders and annuls like a candle before a torch. Then one has no labor anyhow, since no one longer needs to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven coercively, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, as it is written, ye that love the Lord hate evil. It means that the love of God extends only from the place of evil. In other words, to the extent that one has hatred for evil, meaning that one sees how the will to receive obstructs one from achieving the completeness of the goal, to that extent one needs to be imparted with the love of God. However, if one does not feel that one has evil, one cannot be granted the love of God. This is because he has no need for it, as he already has satisfaction in the work. As we said, one must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive had been absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to man, obstructing him in the work of keeping the Torah and mitzvot. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive above reason, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help one turn the will to receive to be in order to bestow. And one should believe that from that extend contentment to the Creator, from one's praying to Him, to draw Him near by dvikut, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive to be in order to bestow. The Creator says about that, my sons have defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask of me to give you the will to bestow instead. Continue, Henry, now. Part number 17 from Rabash. No, sorry, wait. Oh, number 12. Precisely when a person begins to walk the path of bestowal, he comes to a state of pain and sorrow and feels the labor that exists in serving the Creator. That is, the labor begins to work when one wants to work for the sake of the Creator. Only then do the arguments of the spies come in. It is very difficult to overcome them, and many people escape the campaign and surrender the argument of the spies. But those who do not want to move, but rather say, we have nowhere to go to, suffer from not being able to always overcome them, and they are in a state of ascending and descending. And every time they overcome, they see that they are farther from the goal, that they want to be rewarded with dvikut, with the Creator, which is equivalence of form. The measure of the sorrow that they must tolerate is because, in truth, a person cannot emerge from the control of self-reception by himself, as it is the nature in which a Creator created him, which only the Creator himself can change. In other words, as he has given the created beings the desire to receive, he can later give them the desire to bestow. However, according to the rule, there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this kli called the desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack of one If one does not know what he is losing by not having the kli called desire to bestow. For this reason, man must introspect on what causes him not to have the desire to bestow. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering when he has the real lack, meaning when he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the kli, meaning the real lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered, and he receives assistance from above. It is as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
קטע מספר 13 מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'
Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, from the article What is Peace in the Work. When a person wants to engage in the holy work, to make it a means by which to obtain vessels of bestowal, which is completely against nature, the body comes with who and what questions, meaning questions corresponding to the mind and to the heart, which is called spies. Although the person overcomes each time, the order is that then the entire order of the work is in ascents and descents. And a person comes to a state where he wants to give up on ever achieving equivalence of form. Also, many times he wants to escape the campaign because he sees that his work is in vain, and he has no reason to hope that it will ever be good, as he sees from the past. For this reason, many people who begin the work of bestowal see that it is too difficult and therefore leave this work and say that this work is only for great people and not for ones like him. This is the time when a person has complaints and demands to the Creator, and he is in dispute with the Creator and argues, one, why did the Creator create him with a nature of wanting to receive? Two, why does the Creator want him to cancel his vessels of reception? After all, the Creator is good and does good, so why is he not behaving towards us as we understand? We understand that the ascents and descents in such a way that sometimes during the ascent we're at a place, we're at peace with the Creator and say about him that he leads the world as the good who does good. But during the descent we haven't the strength to say that he behaves with the guidance of the good who does good. Hence, we are always in dispute. Indeed, why is the order of the work so difficult that it requires ascents and descents? The known answer to this is what is written as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. In other words, it is impossible to receive light if he has no lack and need for the light. For this reason, when a person sees that the nations of the world in him object to the Creator, and he cannot tolerate the enemy of Israel within him, he becomes jealous for his God and does not look at any descents he has, and does what he can and cries out to the Creator to help him be able to defeat the wicked ones within him. By this he overcomes and does not escape the campaign. At that time the Creator gives him the covenant. That is, he makes a covenant with him that there will be peace between him and the Creator by receiving a gift from the Creator, which is the vessels of bestowal. Fantasizing about work-related matters because I feel inconvenient with the text. Excerpt 14 from What is If He Swallows the Bitter Herb, He Will Not Come Out in the Work. When one begins the work, he begins with faith. But the body resists this work, and then comes a state of labor, when he must overcome the body and seek all kinds of counsels. As our sages said, in trickery shall you conduct war. Since the body does not want to relinquish self-benefit, to the extent that he exerts, to that extent he begins to feel that he is incapable of doing anything, since in his view, he has done everything he could. After the labor, he comes to know that only the Creator can help, and it is out of his hands. Then comes the third state, a prayer. And then the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, since it is utterly clear to him that no one can help him but the Creator. However, even when he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, and the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then, we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth, and it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray. Yeah, the prayer needs to be a state that's not doesn't belong to each of us.
15 from Rabash. 1, the difference between charity and a gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of the work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for the Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency that the Creator will satisfy. A deficiency is called dvikut with the Creator. Since the lack and pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he had just begun the work. But when he does not see the results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of a deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts, but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one, sometimes in sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having granted vikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. It follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he has retreated. This happens deliberately, so he will ache at not having dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency, that is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut, of the deficiency, is to the extent of the suffering he feels and not having the filling, which is called here dvikut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator. Guy was saying, I think that is the deficiency.
Excerpt number 17. This is from Rabash. From what is preparation for reception of the Torah. After all the work that a person has put into awakening to achieve the truth, meaning to really know why he was born and what goal he should achieve. So now the Creator disclosed to him that the inclination of a man's heart, which is the receiver, is evil from his youth. That is, it cannot be said that now he sees that the inclination has become bad. Rather, it is evil from his youth. However, until now he could not determine that it was really evil. Therefore, the person was in states of ascent and descent, and in other words, at times he would listen to the inclination and say, from now on I will know that this is my enemy and everything it advises me to do is to my detriment. But afterwards, the esteem of the inclination rises again, and once again he listens to it and works for it wholeheartedly, and so on and so forth. He feels that he is as a dog returning to its vomit. That is, he has already determined that it was unfit for him to listen to it because all the nourishments that the inclination gives him are but food fit for beasts and not for men. But all of a sudden, he returns to animal food and forgets all the decisions and views he had before. Afterward, when he regrets, he sees that he has no other way but for the Creator to make him see that the inclination is called evil, and it is really evil. Then, once the Creator has given to him this knowledge, he does not go astray again, but asks the Creator to give him strength to overcome it each and every time the inclination wants to fail him, so he will have the strength to overcome it. It therefore follows that the Creator should give him both the kli and the light, meaning both the awareness that the inclination is evil and there is a need to emerge from under its reign. And the correction for this is the Torah. It is written, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Accordingly, the Creator gave him both the need for the Torah as well as the Torah. This is regarded as the Creator giving him the light.
Deficiency. And what deficiency is important to me?
Excerpt 19 from Rabash, from What Does It Mean That the Torah Was Given Out of the Darkness in the Work. When a person wants to draw near to the Creator, meaning use the vessels of bestowal, but he cannot because the body disagrees with it. Since his body extends from vessels of reception, at that time a person feels that the world has grown dark on him. For he understands that if he cannot obtain vessels of bestowal, he will never be rewarded with the upper light, which is the light of doing good to his creations. It follows that the darkness he feels from not being able to obtain vessels of bestowal by himself gives him the need that someone will help him obtain those kelim, vessels. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. It follows that now he has received a need for the light of Torah. It is, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Thus, the Torah is given specifically to the deficient, and that deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the words, the Torah was given out of the darkness. That is, one who feels darkness in his life because he has no vessels of bestowal is fit to receive the Torah. so that through the Torah, the light in it will reform him and he will obtain the vessels of bestowal. Through them, he will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure for those who are included in the Torah. One, the Kli, that he wants to bestow. Two, then he receives the delight and pleasure into the vessels of bestowal. Conversely, the nations of the world did not receive the Torah, since it was given out of the darkness. In the work, the nations of the world means that the body comprises 70 nations that want the Torah, not because they feel darkness when they have no vessels of bestowal. Rather, their only desire is the vessels of reception, and they have no desire to emerge from that control. They want the Torah in order to add more light to themselves, meaning more pleasure than they receive from corporeal matters. That is, they also want the next world. As it is written in the Zohar, they howl as dogs, hav hav. Give, give. Give us the wealth of this world and give us the wealth of the next world. That is, the wealth of this world is not enough for them, but they also want the wealth of the next world. It follows that the Torah was given specifically to those who feel that the world to receive controls them. They cry out from the darkness that they need the Torah in order to deliver them from the darkness that is the control of the vessels of reception, on which there was a tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment, so that no light will shine in that place. But that place is the cause for the need to receive the Torah.